So I'm here in the Billabong booth. And Jason, can you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Jason Shelton, VP of Sales for Billabong.
Billabong Men's?
Billabong Men's.
Okay.
Yep.
So trying to get an update, what is your big story for summer?
So summer for us is a two-month season. So for us, it's all about board shorts. It's all about warm weather. So our big story for the season is really still around the Sunday's Airlite franchise. So the Airlite franchise is our multi-tiered stretch board short that we've been focused on now for over a year. And so each season what we do is we bring new print and pattern and color. And so we have a new print story called Lost Worlds. And the other exciting thing around board shorts for summer, and this started in spring, is that all of our board shorts now include recycled PET. So 100% of our board shorts are made out of recycled PET. So that's a really big move on for us.
So I have to tell you, I had no idea about that. Is that something you guys market and talk about?
Yeah, so we're starting to talk about it for spring. It'll obviously hit the market in early 2019. And so it'll be a really big part of our storytelling as we go into the new year.
Nice. Okay, and I just want to point out that the print you were talking about is really eye-catching. It's like black with blues, and it stands out.
Yeah, that's the fun thing right now about prints is it's all about color and our guys do just a great job with color combinations and the way they think about it and how they can bring a lot of energy really to the board short wall on the retail floor. So it's a good opportunity to have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, that's cool. And anything else? Any other big stories?
No, that's the big one. I think so this Sunday's Airlite, you know, Griffin is having just a great year on tour. And so this is going to be Griffin short, this Lost Worlds colorway. So, yeah, look forward to seeing Griffin in this during the summer window.
Okay. I do have another question for you. Go to market. You guys you're so good at go to market. Why is that?
We think about the retail floor with the end in mind, and really from the onset of development at the very start, we're thinking about how it's going to show up on the retail floor, and we want to make it really easy for both the retailer and the customer to know what's important to us and know what's important to our athletes, and so we spent a lot of time thinking about that and how we're just going to execute in partnership with our retailers.
And you line it up with marketing so well.
Yeah, the guys, they do a really good job. Our entire marketing team and our product team is just incredible. And I give all credit to those guys on the way they coordinate and pull it all together in a really seamless path.
Yeah, oh, that's good. And what about this season? You know, like the summer we just had, was there any like huge hot sellers that were just like total home runs for you guys on the men's side?
Yeah, Tiffany, I've been listening obviously to the podcast. And listening to what the retailers are talking about. And I think, you know, the couple of things that come to mind, right? The e-waste thing is really, really been a big movement.
And e-waste, you mean elastic waste?
Yeah, elastic waste. Yeah. We call them laybacks. So the layback elastic waste piece, both on the swim side and on the walk short side, has been just a beast. And it's great because it's the kid, and he really wants to wear color and have fun. And so I think it's the whole e-waste trend just speaks of spring break and summer and fun and... And there's a lot of great prints and that you can do there. So that's been one of the absolute biggest trends for sure.
Okay. And that, I guess, you're continuing next year, of course.
Yeah, we're going to do it not in a small way.
Good. The retailers will be happy. Yeah. Okay. Thanks so much for talking to me.
Absolutely.